الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم القرآن أحب إلى الله من السماوات والأرض أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته அல்லாஹ் சுப்ஹானஹு வ தஆலா த்ரூ ஹிஸ் ஷியர் கிரேஸ் அண்ட் கைண்ட்னஸ் ஹஸ் பிஸ்டவுட் அப்பான் அஸ் இன் நியூமரபிள் ஃபேவர்ஸ். وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you try to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to do so. Because they are countless, they are innumerable. From amongst these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some are very great. Iman, a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran, a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daily, my friends, try to take out some time two minutes, three minutes, five minutes in seclusion and try to ponder upon the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any favor that strikes your mind, the favor of eyes, the favor of tongue, the favor of ears, the favor of heart, organs, limbs, wife, husband, children, good teacher, good student, good friends, food, clothing, comfort, peace of mind, tranquility of the heart. 2 to 5 minutes. If more, alhamdulillah, nurun ala nur. But 2 to 5 minutes daily, sit down in seclusion and ponder upon any favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after pondering over this particular favor or a few favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask this question, what would I have done without this favor? Inshallah, as a result of this amal, as a result of this daily practice, the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. So Quran is one of the great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullahu ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best Nabi for Al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have revealed the glorious Quran to Adam alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, Dawud alayhi salam, from amongst the approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. He could have revealed the Quran to any Nabi. But no. Quran is so great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it was only befitting that it was revealed to Sayyidul Mursaleen. Nazala bihi ruhul ameen ala qalbik litakuna minal mundhirin. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam descended, a ruhul ameen descended with this Quran upon the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk. This is a book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as a medium, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best angel. So as the recipient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best messenger. And as a medium, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best angel. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran during the best month. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. And from Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed this Quran during the night of Qadr. According to one opinion of the Mufassirin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam to transfer the Quran from Allah al-Mahfuz, which is in the seventh heaven, to Baytul Izzah, which is in the first heaven. Quran is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is qadeem. Allah has always been there. So His kalam has always been there. And Allah will always remain. His kalam will always remain. Allah is azali and abadi. So His kalam is azali and abadi. Allah has no beginning, Allah has no end. His kalam has no beginning, no end. Allah and His kalam has always been there. Allah and His kalam will always remain. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam are makhluk. Creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jannat is makhluk, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaaba is makhluk, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajar-e-Aswad is makhluk, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Anbiya are makhluk, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not makhluk. It is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the very first individual that became aware of this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was Hazrat Jibril alayhi salatu wa salam. Through his medium, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transferred the whole Quran to Allahul Mahfuz. And before the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran was transferred from Allahul Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah. From the seventh heaven to the first heaven. And from Baytul Izzah, bit by bit, sometimes a verse, sometimes a part of a verse, sometimes a few verses, sometimes a ruku, sometimes a surah. Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam revealed the whole Quran to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam within a space of 23 years. So according to Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullahu ta'ala, the Quran was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of the best angel upon the heart of the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of the messengers. During the best month, during the best night. So one opinion is, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر, that the Quran was transferred from Lohi Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah during the month of Ramadan on the night of Qadr, the whole Quran. And the other opinion is that the very first verses that were revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. From Baytul Izzah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these very first verses were revealed during the month of Ramadan on the night of Qadr. And Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala says that the Quran was revealed on the best portion of this earth, Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qaf wal Quran il Majid. I swear by the Quran that is glorious. Allah says the Quran is glorious. Al Quran ul Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innahu laqawlu Rasulin Kareem. Glorious Quran sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of the noble messenger, Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah takes oath of this glorious Quran. In another place Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. Al-Quran al-Azim, the great Quran. In another place Allah says, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak. We have revealed a book to you which is mubarak, full of barakah, full of barakah. The word barakah, the word khair cannot be translated into any other language. The word blessing cannot do justice to the word barakah. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak. This is glorious Quran, this is great Quran, this is mubarak Quran. Alif lam mim dhalikal kitabu la rayba fi. It is a book in which there is no doubt. There is no doubt. There is no doubt in its authenticity. There is no doubt in it being the correct message from the Almighty. There is no doubt that the one who understands this message and follows this message will become successful in this world and also in the hereafter. Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'atkum maw'izatum min rabbikum. It is a source of good advice. Wa shifa'un lima fis sudur. It is a source of cure for all the spiritual illnesses. Wahudan, it is a source of guidance. Warahmatul lil mu'minin, it is a source of rahmah for the mu'minin. It is so great that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. O my Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, tell the believers that upon the fadl of Allah and upon the rahmat of Allah, the mu'mineen should rejoice. Upon the fadl of Allah and upon the rahmat of Allah, the mu'mineen should rejoice. Now in this particular verse here, what is the fadl of Allah and what is the rahmat of Allah? If we look at all the opinions of the mufassireen, and if we put all the opinions together, the gist is that being able to recite the Quran, being able to understand the Quran correctly, and being able to practice the Quran. That is Fadlullah and Rahmatullah. So Allah says, O my Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the mu'mineen that being able to recite the Quran, being able to understand the Quran correctly, and being able to follow the ta'limat of the Quran, it is such a great blessing that the mu'mineen should rejoice. Rejoice. But today, my friends, when we sit down to recite the Quran, do we find any happiness? Never mind rejoicing. Little bit of happiness that Alhamdulillah, I'm about to recite the Quran, or I am reciting the Quran, or Alhamdulillah, I have recited the Quran. Being able to recite the Quran and being able to understand the Quran and being able to follow the Quran is such a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He says that the mu'mineen should rejoice. They should rejoice upon this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Allah says further, huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. Because being able to recite the Quran, being able to understand the Quran, and being able to practice the Quran is far more better than whatever the humans can accumulate. Whatever we all are able to accumulate, gold, silver, pearls, diamonds, rubies, whatever we are able to accumulate, being able to read the Quran, being able to understand the Quran, being able to follow the Quran is far more better. Not better, far more better. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, khayrul hadith kitabullah. The best speech is the book of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fadlul Quran ala sairil kalam. Kafadlillahi ala sa'iri khalqihi. The virtue of Quran over all the books, including Tawrat, Zabur and Injil. The virtues of Quran over all the books is like the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all His creation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Qur'anu ahabbu ila Allahi minas samawati wal ard. Qur'an is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the seven heavens and the earth. Why should the ulama, why should the muftis, and why should the huffaz, and why should the qurra become victims of inferiority complex? What Allah has granted to us, He has not granted to anybody else. We should feel happy. We should remain indebted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Radina qismat al jabbari fina lana ilmun walil juhali malu fa innal mala yafna an qareebin wa innal ilma baqin la yazalu. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu used to say, Radina qismat al jabbari fina. We are happy with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has distributed ilm and wealth. He has distributed ilm and wealth. He has given the people of ilm, but not wealth. And He has given the people of wealth, but not ilm. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I am one of those people who has been granted ilm, but not wealth, and I am happy with this distribution. My dear ulama, my dear qurra, my dear muftis, my dear huffaz, we belong to that group, the leader of which is Amirul Mu'minin Ali radiyallahu anhu. We belong to that group, the leader of which is Uthman and Umar and Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. We belong to that group. The Amir and the leader of which is Sayyidul Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Abu Abdullah al-Farawi rahimahullahu ta'ala says that during our time, the Sayyidul Muhaddisin was Muhammad ibn Sulaiman al-Su'aduki rahimahullahu ta'ala. He became ill, Muhammad ibn Sulaiman al-Su'aduki. During his time, he was a very great muhaddis. Ilm of hadith, ilm of Quran, these are great, great bounties. Imam Abu Abdullah al-Farabi rahimahullah ta'ala says, one night, I was sleeping and I saw in my dream Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And I saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with his companions and he is going to the house of Muhammad ibn Sulaiman al-Su'aduki rahimahullahu ta'ala to visit him because he was sick. Abu Abdullah al-Farawi rahimahullahu ta'ala says that I thought it was a good opportunity for me also. My teacher, my sheikh, great muhaddis, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his companions is going to visit him. I should also accompany Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says that in the dream we entered the house of Muhammad ibn Sulaiman al-Su'aduki rahimahullahu ta'ala. He welcomed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and everybody sat down respectfully in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I was also in that gathering and he said, I was looking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I was looking at Muhammad ibn Sulaiman al-Su'aduki rahimahullahu ta'ala and this thought crossed my mind that this is Sayyidul Muhaddisin. What will happen to deen and what will happen to the ulama and the scholars and the students of deen if he was to pass away? Sometimes we get these thoughts. It is natural that such a great alim in the UK, such a great alim in South Africa, such a great alim in India, if he passes away, what will happen to ilm? He is the pillar for all the ulama. What will happen to ilm? So he said, this thought crossed my mind that if Muhammad ibn Sulaiman was to pass away, what will happen to ulama and ilm, deen? He said, this was In my heart and mind, I did not say a single word to anybody. And he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked towards me and he said, Abu Abdullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started speaking, Abu Abdullah, la tufakkir fi dhalik. Do not worry about that. La tufakkir fi dhalik. Inna Allah ta'ala la yudhayyu isabatan ana sayyiduha. This group of the people of ilm, the group of ulama, huffaz, muftis, qurra, I am their leader and amir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let that group perish, the leader of whom is me. This group will remain until the day of Qiyamah. We should feel happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us for this ilm. Quran is so great, my friends. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu, radina qismat al-jabbari fina. We are happy with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lana ilmun walil juhale malu. That Allah has granted us ilm, not wealth. And He has granted the wealthy people wealth but not ilm. He said, I am happy. And if we go a little bit more deep, then we will come to this conclusion that Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the people of ilm and also enough wealth whereby they are not in need of anybody else. But He has granted the people of wealth, wealth, but not sufficient ilm, whereby they can remain independent of the ulama. So the wealthy people will always remain in need of the ulama, but the ulama are not in need of the wealthy people. Allah will grant them sufficient wealth as a result of which they can, with honor and dignity, look after themselves. If they don't become greedy, if they remain the ulama-i rabbaniyin, the people of the akhirat, the true ulama. And Ali radiallahu anhu explains the reason. He says, فَإِنَّ الْمَالَ يَفْنَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ. Why am I happy with this distribution? He says, فَإِنَّ الْمَالَ يَفْنَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ. Because wealth will perish soon. Either wealth will leave us or we will leave wealth. Wealth will leave us, so we will not be able to go with the wealth. Or we will leave wealth, wealth will not come with us in the grave. It will not come with us in the hereafter. وَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ بَاقٍ لَا يَزَالُ. But ilm will remain with the person of ilm forever and ever. In this world, at the time of death, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, on the Pul Sirat, and in Jannah forever and ever. There will be no need for a doctor in Jannah because nobody will become sick. There will be no need for a lawyer because there will be no dispute in Jannah. There will be no need for engineers and architects because Allah Himself through the angels will construct Jannah. So Dr. Ibrahim in Jannah will not be Dr. Ibrahim. He will become Mayor Ibrahim. He will become Ibrahim. Doctor. Even if people call him doctor, the word doctor will have no effect. No value there for doctors. MA, PhD, M. These are sciences. They are not ulum. Ilm is only Quran and Hadith. Ilm is only Quran and Hadith. Ilm is that knowledge which remains for eternity. Anything else is science, not ilm. Knowledge, not ilm. Ilm, again, is an Arabic word which cannot be translated into any other language, like barakah and like khair. Ilm is the ilm of Quran and ilm of Hadith. Everything else, science. Because everything else helps you only up to the grip. I am not under, these are needs of this world. We need doctors in this world, alhamdulillah. We need doctors in this world, we need architects, but we need good Muslim doctors, good Muslim architects, good Muslim engineers. We need good Muslims in every field. But why I am emphasizing on this particular topic is that in this day and age, because of the material world and because of our inclination towards materialistic items, we are undervaluing this great ni'mat. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, "Man ta'allama al-Qur'an." Imam Muzani rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, "Man ta'allama al-Qur'an," one who acquires the ilm of the Qur'an, azumat qimatuhu, his value increases, his value becomes great. Azumat qimatuhu, his value becomes great, his value becomes azim in this world and also in the hereafter. Quran is great, so anyone who acquires the ilm of the Quran, he will become great automatically. As long as he is sincere. As long as he acquires the ilm of the Quran for the akhirat, not for dunya. Inna al-ulama warathatul anbiya. The people of ilm are the inheritors of the anbiya. Alayhi musallatu wassalam. Inna al-ulama warathatul... Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says this. Ilm is so great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man kharaja fi talabil ilm," one who leaves his home in quest for knowledge, "fahuwa fi sabilillahi hatta yarji'a," he is in the path of Allah until he returns. So when a child leaves the home at 4:45 and returns home at 7:30 daily, that child is 2-2.5 hours in the path of Allah daily. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, acquisition of ilm is so great. Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman, sahalallahu lahu tariqan ilal jannah. One who walks and one who treads the path towards ilm, Allah will make the path towards jannah easy for him. Acquiring ilm is so great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this talibul ilm, he is not alim, he is not mufti, he is talibul ilm. He is so great. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَذَوْ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِتَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِذَمْ بِمَا يَسْنَعُ. That the angels spread their wings for the seeker of knowledge. Why? As out of happiness for what he is doing. Ilm is great. Ilm of the Quran. And Quran is the foundation. Quran is the fountain of all ilm. Fiqh returns to Quran. Hadith returns to the Quran. Tajweed returns to the Quran. So Quran is the fountain of ilm. So the ilm of the Quran is so great that the seeker of this ilm becomes great. And the hamil, the carrier of this ilm also becomes great. The alim, the ulama. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ahlul Quran, hum ahlullahi wa khassatuhu." The people of the Quran are the people of Allah. For pious people, for the special friends of Allah, in Urdu we say, these are ahlullah. These are awliya, these are ahlullah. And in Urdu we also say, ye Allah wale hai. So this hadith says, Ahlul Quran, hum Ahlullah. Ahlul Quran are the Ahlullah, Ahlul Quran are the Allah wale. Ahlul Quran are the people of Allah. And further Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, not only the people of Allah, wa khassatuhu, they are the select people of Allah. So the ulama, The muftis, the qurra, the huffaz should not become victims of inferiority complex. And the other individuals of the ummah should never look down upon the people of ilm. If they desire khair in this world and the hereafter. If they are not worried about their khair in this world and the hereafter, they can do whatever they want. If they desire khair in this world and the hereafter, they should never look down upon the people of ilm. Don't make this mistake, my friends. Ahlul Quran, hum ahlul lahi wa khassatuhu. The people of the Quran are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the select people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The special people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of their connection with the ilm, ilm of the Quran, ilm of the hadith, ilm of the nubuwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises their status. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَرَفًا يَتَبَاهَوْنَ بِهِ وَإِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. For everything, for every community, there is an element of pride. Element of pride, element of dignity and honor. وَإِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. The element of pride, the element of honor and dignity for my ummah is Al-Quran. And as I said earlier, Quran is the foundation, fountain of ilm. Hadith, fiqh, everything that emanates from the Quran is worthy of respect, is worthy of honor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Inna Allah ta'ala yarfa'u bihadha al-kitabi aqwama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates a certain group of people as a result of this book. وَيَدَوْ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces another group as a result of this book. Those people who accept this book, those people who believe in this book, those people who read this book, those people who understand this book, those people who follow this book, those people who fulfill the rights of this book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate them in this world and also in the hereafter. And those people who reject this book, or those people who do not reject this book, but who do not fulfill the rights of this book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not elevate them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace them according to the level of their turning their faces away from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nafi ibn Abdul Haris radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was appointed the khalif, the governor of Makkah Mukarrama during the reign of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Once Umar radiyallahu anhu, whilst traveling, reached a place called Usfan, and he sent a message to Nafi ibn Abdul Haris that, can you please come and meet me in Usfan? So Nafi ibn Abdul Haris left Makkah Mukarrama to meet Umar radiyallahu anhu in Usfan, and in his absence he had to appoint a deputy to look after the affairs of Makkah Mukarrama. So when Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu met Nafi ibn Abdul Haris, the first question he asked was, man istakhlafta? He said, who have you appointed as your deputy in Makkah Mukarrama? So he said, Abdul Rahman ibn Abza. He said, I have appointed Abdul Rahman ibn Abza. Abdul Rahman ibn Abza was the freed slave of Nafi ibn Abdul Haris. Insignificant person, as far as family lineage is concerned, as far as status is concerned. Abdul Rahman ibn Abza. And he was so insignificant that Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu did not even know him. So he said, Man ibn Abza? He said, who is ibn Abza that you have appointed as your deputy in Makkah Mukarrama? During the time of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majmain, there was great value for ilm. So what answer did Nafi ibn Abdul Haris give? He said, Huwa alimun bil fara'id wa qari'un lil Quran. Because this was important. This was important to the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majmain. He said, Alimun bil fara'id وَقَارِئٌ لِلْقُرْآنِ. He said, you are asking me who is Ibn Abza. Ibn Abza is, belongs to this family, he has this status. No. He said, Ibn Abza is Alim of the Fara'is and Qari of the Qur'an. So what did Umar radiallahu ta'ala say? He said, Sadaqa Rasulullah. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. He said, I have heard myself Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Inna Allah ta'ala yarfa'u bihadha al-kitabi aqwama. It is through this book Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates a group of people. Those people who are dedicated to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another narration, Umar radiallahu anhu is reported to have said, Ibn Abza mimman rafa'ahu Allahu bil Qur'an. Ibn Abza belongs to that group of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated through the Qur'an. So my friends, I do not wish to take more of your time because we have a very important guest here. I would not desire to remain a barrier for more longer. My main emphasis today is that create in your heart love for ilm. Love for ilm, love for ulama, and love for anything associated to ilm. Madaris, the students. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullahu ta'ala used to say, Inistata fakun aliman. If you are able to become an alim, if you are able to become an alim, because there is nothing better than becoming an alim. Fa illam tastati fakun mutaalliman. If you are unable to become an alim, then become a student. Fa illam tastati fa ahbibhum. And if you are unable to even become a student, then love ulama and the talaba. Love ulama and the students. And if you cannot even do that, if you cannot even love them, فَإِلَّمْ تَسْتَطِي فَلَا تُبْغِزُهُمْ, then this is the least. If you are unable to do that, do not have any malice, any hatred towards ulama and the people of Egypt. So my friends, let us leave this gathering with this firm resolution that inshallah, from now, we ourselves will also become students of deen. We will sit in the company of the ulama and acquire ilm according to the level of slots that we have. And we will respect the students, we will respect the ulama, we will respect the people of Quran, people of hadith, people of fiqh, we will respect the madaris, we will assist in these causes as much as possible. And we will read the Quran on a daily basis, we will try to understand the message of the Quran, and we will try to practice as much as possible so that we can be elevated in this world and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك, يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها, أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين, ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى, واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان, واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us. O أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us. O the most merciful one have mercy upon us. O the most forgiving one forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. Forgive our minor sins. Forgive our major sins. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our families. Forgive the sins of our relatives. Forgive the sins of our friends and associates. O أرحم الراحمين forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O أرحم الراحمين forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O أرحم الراحمين forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O أرحم الراحمين we make a firm resolution that we will not sin from today. O أرحم الراحمين O أرحم الراحمين O أرحم الراحمين keep us steadfast upon this resolution. O أرحم الراحمين keep us steadfast on this resolution. Keep us steadfast on this resolution. O أرحم الراحمين grant us the tawfiq to do those things which please you. O أرحم الراحمين grant us the tawfiq to abstain from everything that displeases you. O أرحم الراحمين for as long as you keep us in this world, keep us with Islam. O أرحم الراحمين when you take us from this world, take us with Iman. Take us with the words La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah emanating from our tongues. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with your love. Enlighten our hearts with the love of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enlighten our hearts with your recognition. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, adorn our hearts with praiseworthy qualities. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the punishment of the grave. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us shade under your throne on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make the reckoning easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us our book of deeds in our right hand. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make Pul-Sirat easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us refuge from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Saliheen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us abode in Jannatul Firdaus. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us abode in Jannatul Firdaus. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us abode in Jannatul Firdaus. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your eternal pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your eternal pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your eternal pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept all the students who have completed their Quran today. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, keep the whole Quran to memory until they breathe their last. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten their hearts with the ulum and with the tafsir of the Quran. O Arhamur Rahimeen, adorn their lives with the ulum and with the practices of the Quran. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make them the torch bearers of Islam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make them the future leaders of Islam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept them for the service of your deen. Accept them for the service of your Quran. O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept them for the service of ulum and nubuwwah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make them the means of hidayah of the ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make them sadaqah jariyah for their families, for their teachers. Ilahi Alameen, make them sadaqah jariyah for all of us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, those amongst us who are sick, grant them complete cure quickly. O Arhamur Rahimeen, all those people from amongst us who are distressed, O Arhamur Rahimeen, remove their distress. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the khair of this world and the hereafter. Save us from the shar of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, every good which your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for, be granted to us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, every evil from which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, grant us refuge from it. O Arhamur Rahimeen, shower your mercies upon the ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, shower your mercies upon the ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, shower your mercies upon the ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, spread barakat throughout the world. Ilahi Alameen, spread peace throughout the world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, spread mercies throughout the world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, remove oppression from the surface of this earth. Ilahi Alameen, remove oppressors from the surface of this earth. O Arhamur Rahimeen, safeguard Haramain Sharifain. O Arhamur Rahimeen, safeguard Masjid-e-Aqsa. O Arhamur Rahimeen, safeguard all masajid, safeguard all madaris, safeguard all centers of deen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant peace to each and every individual living on the surface of this earth. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, through the wasilah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through your father, accept our prayers. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim, wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.